Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks on this Friday morning. It's the 28th already of Memorial Day weekend. I guess by noon today, it's off and running. It's the first official weekend of summer. We're getting summer underway. And if you're coming to Branson, welcome. If you're going somewhere else, be careful because a lot of folks are going to be out there traveling this weekend. And if you're in Branson for special convention down at the convention center, that's what we're going to talk about now.
But it's not a convention. It's a tournament.
Okay. It's okay. A tournament. All
right, so, sorry. Anyway.
It's at the convention center.
Yes, it
but
is.
But it's a tournament.
Yeah, and this will be, this is, they came after market days. We've got it all ready for them.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now before we this get into cool. this, we don't know who you are. We don't know much about what we're talking about. But by the time we finish this program, I'm going to tell you, we're going to take you from elementary school. We're going to be doctorates in this thing. Because yeah. I know what cornhole is. When I first heard cornhole, I said, what? I mean, this is a beanbag tossing, right? Is that right, Keith?
Well, that's what I thought.
Do you know what it is?
Now I do.
Did you didn't?
I did not know what it is, but now I do. I even have four of them right here in front of me.
You don't have those. I just loaned those to you.
You loaned them to me.
Okay.
I got them.
So let's get your names. First of all, you, sir?
I am the loudmouth for the ACO. They just call me Finn. It's
oh, Finn?
Sort of like
Finn?
Sting or Cher.
That's
or
good.
Right.
Something like that.
Finn, nice
good
to meet
see
you.
Nice to
and
meet you. And are you
guys.
From Cincinnati yourself?
I'm actually from Louisville, but I've lived in Cincinnati most of my life.
No, come on. If you're from Louisville, you can be Louisville. We like
Louisville. L-V-L. That's how you spell it.
So do me a favor. When you drive up on the strip
yeah.
and you see that big swing
okay.
that's on the strip,
yeah,
I built this for this group, and so I was at whatever you call your place there in Louisville.
Kentucky Kingdom.
That's it,
yeah.
where they had that one.
Yeah.
And all I could think of when they wanted me to help them build this, I said, how do you bolt this thing to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
So it's out there. So you're from Louisville, and since it's kind of in that region. And how about yourself?
Yeah, my name's Frank Gears. I'm president and founder of the American Cornhole Organization, the ACO.
So. And Frank, where are you from?
Cincinnati.
So all your life?
All my life.
So you know Red's Chili and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Little Skyline.
Oh, my Skyline, buddy. That's it.
Huh.
Yeah. And Kings Island.
Kings oh, yeah. Island.
I mean, it was we want to beat them with Silver Dollar City. If you don't know much about Silver Dollar City, it is an unbelievable theme park. And it might be something that even grows with your organization when you find it's probably one of the top theme parks in the United States. And the setting is just beautiful. All right, let's go back. Somebody give me the history of cornhole. Did it start with a guy how did it get started?
Charlie, I got to be honest with you. Nobody really knows where it got started. There's stories about the Indians actually playing the game where they dug a hole in the ground in
I
the earth.
See
and,
that, yeah.
And they had little satchels of corn, and they would just step back from that hole and pitch it. There's also historical feedback that it might have come from the Germans. Cincinnati is a big German town.
Okay.
There's some true photographs of a game years ago in the early 1900s that were played. So nobody really knows where it's come from. It's a simple game, right? You take a board, you cut a hole in it, 6-inch hole. You're throwing bean bags. Like you've
yeah.
got Keith, you got a couple bags right
I
next
do.
To you right there.
Four of them right there.
Yeah, you're throwing bags to this thing. The way you
six
score the game.
6-inch hole, that's not very big.
Yeah, the way you score this game
yeah, I'm
is
ready.
You're playing as doubles or singles, right?
So let's go with doubles first.
Okay.
I'm sorry, singles. I'm playing you.
Singles.
And we're both on the same side shooting for the boot.
Yep. Each of you have four bags, right?
Right, correct.
You have four and I have four.
Right.
You throw first, I throw next.
Ah, that means
one
we're
bag after another, right?
Right?
Yep. So if you put your bag in a hole, that's called a cornhole.
Correct. And that's
three worth
points.
3 points.
Got it.
Right? I put my bag on the board, it's called a woody. That's 1 point.
Yeah, so right? I'm up two right now.
You're up two. Exactly. It's a negation process. We go through the process
so
of rotating
of
back and forth.
Away?
Yeah, because I put one on the board. Which
on the,
is worth
on
one
the
point.
Board, not on touching the board. Not touching the ground.
No.
Yeah. Cannot bounce on the ground onto the board. It has to go through the air onto the board, land on the platform, and
stay
be
there.
Worth a point. Yes. Exactly. So you're going to each throw your four bags, and
right.
at the end of the game, if you put two in a hole, two on the board, that would be 8 points
correct.
For you. If I put one on the board, three in a hole, that's 10 for me, so I net 2 points. You're racing to be the first guy to
correct.
21 points.
It's the net points, Keith.
How tipped is the board?
Good. Give me your hand. A little bit more. A little bit more. What do you think, guys?
About that degree right
like
there.
Really?
Yeah. About that degree.
So it's not like this is going to slide off, really.
Oh, yeah.
Those slide off the back. I mean, so the ideal way to throw the bag is you want to get the bag to go as flat as you can through the air, whatever you're most comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Some people step, some people stand. The unique thing about it is if you come down to the Branson Convention Center this weekend, you'll see all sorts of ways that people pitch this, and you'll have 80-year-old women, 12-year-old kids. I mean, people of all ages are – and the cool thing about this sport, gentlemen, is that everybody can play against everybody. So
absolutely.
Our one division that we have, everybody comes in and plays against each other. And it's really cool – to see this 12-year-old kid playing an 80-year-old
hey,
lady.
I mean, I love it. So let me ask you, Keith, Mr. Gunsmoke Man, do you remember how Festus threw the horseshoes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember what he did? He had a special deal. He'd take it, he'd do a circle round, and then he'd throw.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's people that probably got, just like me, I kind of get a little rhythm when I'm doing it.
The little rituals that they
do. And then when my grandson tries to just pop it in there on
me. Zing it.
Yeah. Terrible.
They're gunslingers, man. Those young guys, they have no fear. They're
so tell me, what is my distance? This is where they got me. This is the distance through the hole, to the front, to the back. Help me with that.
So it's 27 feet front edge to front edge.
Okay.
Now, when you step up to the front edge of the board there, we have lines that are taped down. You're not allowed to cross that line until the bag lands on the board at the other end. Okay. So that's a foot fault if you step across that
line.
Got you.
So let me
see. The bag is negated.
I'll put this down, and I'm going to put my line across. Okay.
27 feet from that line to the front. Of the
I love that. Yep. So, Kaiden, if you guys are listening, this business of you guys trying to go 18 foot is over.
Right.
It's 27 foot face to face. And I'll tell you something else you're not going to quit doing. Excuse me just a minute. You're going to quit stepping over that line and getting yourself a half a foot closer to the hole.
Uh-huh.
So you want me to take that, my shot, but I'm stopping behind that line.
You're stopping behind that line.
Or I'm a fault just like
bowling. You're in what's called a pitcher's box. You got to stay in your pitcher's box to pitch that bag.
And can I pitch from any side?
Nope. You stay on your side when you start.
Oh, really?
Right. So if you're in singles, though, you're going to walk a straight line. So what that means is that if you start on the right side of the board and you're pitching from the right side of the board, when you go to the other end, you're now going to be pitching from the left side of the board. So that way, each player is pitching from both sides of the boards.
And
then when you play as doubles, instead of standing diagonally across from one another, you're straight across from one another. Again, that's so each team has to have somebody throwing from the left. Somebody throw them from the right side of the board.
Finn, let me ask you. My wife carries me a lot when we're on this. I mean, once she gets in on a roll, I just get out of the way. Yeah. How about you? Are you pretty good at it?
Well, I will tell you, that's the reason they call me the loudmouth of the ACO is I know a lot about it, and I love all the players to death, and I have 25 years of radio in my background. I'm not a good player.
That's all right.
Are you WKRP alumni?
Close. WEBN, 96 Rock, WLW. I do some stuff with WLW.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We met years ago, and we started doing the podcast, and I started going to events, and we do some announcing and different things like that. But what's so funny is I love to play, but even as recently as last Friday in Cincinnati, we had a major tournament. And there was one of the younger guys there. He goes, man, he goes, I can see what's wrong with what you're doing. And he goes, you don't have any. You talked about you getting that rhythm, that rote, you know, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of bags where people perfect that that vibe and get in that groove. And I had none of that. He said, okay, you lean in on your leg and you follow through like this and watch with your eyes. And it made a huge difference. And that was just with one tip.
You know, it's like the guys shoot the three-pointer. It just seems to be automatic. And I pitched slow, some fast pitch, not very good, but slow pitch for years. And there is a little bit of a toss that you got with your wrist and your hand.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So tell us about the tournament. Because if you're listening today, we need to find out, can we come down? Can we watch who comes? Is there an open class? Is there a blind class?
Yeah, that's what I need.
Well, here's the deal. Right now, it's open for still anybody to come out and still buy a ticket as a walk-up.
Oh, good.
So come on down. Now, what you do need
to
do
player to, watch.
To play.
To play. This is actually a play. So somebody can come down and try to take the $20,000 that we're giving away to first place.
Wait.
$20,000, and we're filming a television show on this Sunday.
Oh, my.
So it's pretty exciting the way it works. But there are also other divisions. If you're not that good of a player and don't want to try to win that dough, that money, come out and play. We've got a juniors division. We've got a women's division. We have a seniors division. Those are all taking place today. And we have an open blind draw. So what a blind draw is you get picked a partner, a random partner from around the country. We have over 20 states, I think, represented here at this
That's
tournament
great.
This weekend. There's over 350 players that have come in to compete for this. What we have going on, though, is this is what we call an ACO major. We have about 30 of these a year right now from Las Vegas to Panama City Beach to Branson, Missouri. We're going to be here in Branson, Missouri for the next through 2023 right now.
You're going to love it here.
And it's an exciting – I love it. I've been here a few times now already, involved with Tara Alfonso from the CVB.
Good
there.
People.
And they are awesome people. The convention center, the Hilton, has been amazing to work with. So the whole community is a wonderful community, and it's really, I mean, it's a surprising place because I've heard of it in the past, but coming here and experiencing Branson is there's nothing like it. It's
Frank,
a great city.
And let me tell you, the guy that just left,
right?
That's the original Ballnobber family. When you look about Haribo Wright and the Ballnobbers and the history of the Ozarks, there's a lot here. The College of the Ozarks, stuff that you guys won't even be able to touch till you come back. But this weekend used to be the kickoff. Tell them, Keith, what it was like Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah, years ago when Memorial Day would get here, boy, the people came. And then after Labor Day, we kind of shut down and sat around for the winter. But now we've got things going on all over, and the Christmas season is probably our biggest season.
Yeah.
And that starts November and December. My question is this the first time that you've been here with the national tournament?
It is not. And actually, we were here in June of this past year during the pandemic. But it was good that the city opened up to us and we opened up to the city, and we both benefited each other because it was the first event that came back to Branson.
Yeah.
Right? We actually were surprised by the number of people we were able to get out at that first event because we just didn't know what was going to go on with this
sure.
whole thing.
Oh, my.
But we ended up getting like 165 players that
oh,
came
really?
Out. And the convention center and the CVB were very excited about it. And that's why we basically inked the deal for all this other stuff because we're now partners in crime.
How did Branson get on your list in the first place?
Tara. Tara and I go to different trade shows and stuff
sure.
like that, so I've known her for like 6 or 7 years now, and she and I have just become really good friends.
That's great.
Well, when we went to the sports side of it, the Ballparks of America and things, and you've seen these places all over the country, but we live in such a place where we're within probably 60-70% of people can drive here in 8 hours, which is pretty nice. Even where you came from Cincinnati, I think you probably were about 11 hours. Is that right? Something
about
like
10,
that?
Yeah, 10,
yep.
and a half. Yeah.
But here's what I'm thinking. Can we do a little business right quick? Do you mind? Because I'm a developer by trade, and I just do the radio
do you
show.
Develop? Do you want to develop a building for cornhole tournaments? Is that what you want to do?
I don't want to do that. Okay. What I want to do, if there's a guy in Kansas City that's going to do chicken and pickleball.
Yeah.
Then it seems to me in Branson, we ought to have a cornhole something.
You could do corn dogs and cornhole.
Yeah,
the same building.
We could.
Hey, while you guys figured out, how about if I take a break and we'll be right back?
Only if you come back with the money.
Oh, we'll be back in just a moment. I don't know about the money, but we'll be right here. You stay with us. 63 degrees when you got started today, and over the weekend it's going to be a great time doing many, many, many things. But put on your schedule at some point to go to the convention center and watch this. This is pretty cool. Or get involved. You're still signing up for players, right?
Right.
This is good. It's good. So let's get the times out of the way. So right now, starting today is a Friday, right, Keith? Okay.
Yes,
well, you got messed up all
the time. I know I did. I got the air show on Saturday, it's Monday.
So let's walk through the times of what's going to go on.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So the gates actually are already open. Our whole crew is over there, so people are already piling in.
Okay.
What we have going on this morning, first thing at 9:30, we got the women's doubles and the seniors doubles. Today at noon, we have what's called the big blind. And then later this afternoon.
That's where you draw for the partner.
That's correct. That's where you draw for the partner, Charlie. And then later this afternoon, around 4 o'clock, I believe it is, we start with the seniors singles and the women's singles. And then we roll in around 6 o'clock it is. I believe we kick off with what's called co-ed. Co-ed is where, obviously, you're paying with a male and female partner. And that's a big deal. Then Saturday, gates open at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We kick off the what's called the singles division, the world singles division at 9. We do a pool play. So we have 350 players that are all going to be seated and placed into their own individual pool with like 8 other players.
Okay.
What those people are going to do is play a double elimination tournament. And we'll windle it down to the top 3 players. Those top 3 players will advance to the money round.
So after you're double out, you're out.
Well, when you double out, this is a way that we break you down into the bracket that you really belong into.
Okay.
So the top 3 players from those 8 advance to the main money bracket. Then the next 3 players in that pool advance to what we call tier 2. And they will play their own individual single elimination tournament. And then the bottom 2 people, which is usually where I end up, will play in their own little bracket called Tier 3. So it's a lot of fun because you as a player, Charlie, will end up falling generally into a group that you belong with.
And you come to play.
So you're guaranteed 3 games, minimum of 3 games. If you lose all 3, that's it gets you out.
Yeah, now you're done. So be it.
Now what happens Sunday?
Well, one more thing. Doubles, though, is after singles. So we do singles pool play, doubles pool play, then singles, and then doubles in the afternoon.
Okay.
Then Sunday is the big day. Sunday is a spectator day that people can come by and stand back. But there's no real cheering and stuff that we want going on involved because we will be filming a television show, made for television show. It's a pilot episode that we're working on that is going to take the top 16 players that have come into this city this weekend, and they're going to be competing for $20,000.
That's great.
It's winner take all. It's cutthroat, single elimination.
Oh, yeah.
The first round of the tournament, and we're going to be playing these games one after another, one at a time.
Sure.
They're being filmed and everything. It's one game and out.
One and done.
One and
I
done.
Love it. I love
one
it.
One and done in the first eight games. Then you go into the next four games, one and done. Then when you get to the semifinals, we go best two of three.
And I like that.
Championship match, you go best two of three. So around, I don't know, around 7 o'clock is when we will be battling for that player who's going to win that $20,000.
Oh, that's great.
Are there scorekeepers when you're playing a game?
We do. For this big TV show, we have officials.
Yeah.
So when we do the big tournament this weekend at the and the 350 people are playing, the players are self-governing.
Sure.
If there's an issue, Keith, if you and I have an issue,
right,
I need to call a timeout and go get one of our officials to come over and resolve that issue for us.
I see.
But as you're playing the game, you guys are doing your own officiating between
just like 3-on-3 and bed, calling your own fouls.
Yep.
Most of the time, people are – but you get some weirdos, okay? Well, it was on a board. It wasn't on a board.
I haven't even signed up yet for the tournament. Don't call me.
Yeah. Keith is holds a little bit of a record. He has a deal where he works with the blind group in Springfield. And so they called him, and they're doing this big fundraiser, and whoever sold the most tickets got to throw the first pitch at this Cardinals game.
Yep, yep.
Now, how do you take a blind guy, put him on a mound, and let him get the ball? I'll tell you how. Tell him, Keith.
Well, I had a couple of good coaches. Two of his grandsons came over, and we tossed the ball at him and what have you. And my goal was to make the catcher not have to move one
Absolutely.
Way or the other. And it happened. He got the ball.
Right
so
there.
So this is doable if there was a little sound up by the hole where you can get the direction and what have you.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting that you say that because there's two stories that I have to share with you real quick. One is we had an individual from Maryland that used to play with us who had no arms and basically no arms.
They're
off the stubs there, and he could go like this.
Right.
That became one of our top 80 players in the country.
My goodness.
And it
no
was
legs
a,
from the knees down, no arms from the elbows down.
Oh, my.
Phenomenal story. Great kid. But he would, again, pinch the bags.
Sure.
Now, here's the issue that I had. He came to play in Charleston at one of our majors, and I caught wind of that he was coming. But then I went and looked at him on video, and he was sitting in front of the board. So he was like 2 feet in front of the board doing this. And I had to call this poor kid and say, hey, look, Dayton, is there any chance that you've ever pitched behind the line on the board? He's like, no, I've never tried that. And I'm like, well, if you're planning to come and play in one of our majors, unfortunately, you're going to have to stand behind the line and play with the rules that everybody else are playing with because that's all we have right now are those rules. And there's no way to create specific rules, and you don't want to create it because that's the name of
our
game.
You're straight on.
So anyway, that was a really hard call to make. He did. He ended up doing it. He came out and played, and he became a top 80 player in the country.
Hey,
so it was a great story.
Isn't that neat? Wow. And I tell you what I love about this. It's just like with golf. If you follow golf and the purity of that sport. Okay, I'm sorry you can't walk. I'm sorry you can't. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. Hey, Frank, so what kind of fun do you have at something like this?
Me, it's a blast. I get, just getting a chance to hook up with everybody. Like you said, over 20 states represented. It's just a big family. You see so many people, and you follow each other on Facebook, and tournaments are streamed, different majors are streamed, so you can watch along and keep an eye on your favorite
players.
This
is such a great family sport.
It really is.
Oh, it is.
Okay, and I cannot tell you how many times I've been hitting the head with a beanbag at a tailgate party. No, that's not true. But when you go to a tailgate party with your Purdue or your Cincinnati or whatever, and they got their cornhole out, but do you see some – do your boards, are they logoed for you? Are they how have they done the boards?
Yeah, all the boards are logoed with the ACO brand on them. Matter of fact, the boards are available for sale, too. You got
oh,
a discount rate coming down there. Our boards aren't cheap, but they're cheaper than they are online. So you can get a board for $300 down at the tournament this weekend, which saves you about $65.
Does that come with bags?
Does not come with bags.
So
our players bring their own bags. We used to supply the bags.
But so do you weigh them? Do you check the bags?
No, they just have to be certified by manufacturers that we've approved.
Okay,
so
there's
a list of players on our list of bags online. The only thing is, if one of your locals end up coming and playing this tournament, they got to realize that if they make it for the big dance for the TV show, we are going to be supplying the bags because we want all of the players playing with the same equipment.
Well, and you mentioned earlier the sticky side and the slick side.
Yes.
Is the man that pioneered that.
How does that work, and what's it for?
So the concept of it is not to keep the bag from slipping from your hand, like I think you mentioned, Keith. Right. The idea of that when I invented it was to create more dynamics to the game and to the sport, because now you have a bag that sticks,
right,
and you have a bag that slides.
Okay? So let me ask you. So
reason for that.
I turn it over because I want it on the slick side because I want to knock you off where you're at.
Well, you don't really – I mean, you can knock a bag
right off.
Yeah, but the idea of the stick was created to throw down what's called a blocker, all right?
So okay.
If you're a guy, Charlie, that likes to just slide it straight in the hole and you have no other shots in your
arsenal,
like
that.
I'm going to tease you by throwing a blocker in your way.
Man.
So now you can't get to that hole unless you can drive through my blocker.
No!
Or go up over the top with an airman.
Now, are they allowed? Is the sticky bag allowed?
Yeah, straight. I mean, it's a matter of fact, almost all bags today now are made with two sides,
really?
Two different fabrics, so you have different playability.
So what happens when I slide three or four things in the hole and you block me?
Well, if I block you, you're not going to slide in
the
hole, is what I'm saying.
Crazy. Now.
So no, it's so if you're a person out there that wants to learn to play and be a really good cornhole player, a gentleman who's a partner in crime of mine, Eric Heinerman, that works at the company, I have a thing that he does. It's called the Heineken Challenge, right? The Heineken Challenge is where there's four basic shots. Now, as the sport continues to evolve, there's lots of other shots that are starting to evolve. But there's four basics that you really need to learn how to throw. The slide shot, which is where you throw the bag, hits the board, slides in the hole,
yep,
right?
I like that one.
You have the block shot, which is where the perfect blocker is ideally about 6 to 9 inches
from the hole,
below the hole,
okay,
right? And actually, that's probably the hardest shot in cornhole to throw, because what happens if you try to throw a blocker and you go left or right of the hole, now you've left the lane still
open,
and you're down a couple points if he goes in a hole. But
yeah,
the second shot is that block. So slide shot, blocker shot. The next shot is the airmail shot. That's where you're going straight for the hole. You know, forgetting about using the board. It's like a free throw. You're going up over top
swish.
And into the hole, swoosh. Right?
Gotcha.
That's what I'll try for. Swish. Yes.
And you know what? The reason I don't like the swish so much, that makes no noise like with the net. It's just in there. Okay? And you put three or four in a row, and there's 12 points. Okay?
And then wait, the fourth shot, though, the fourth shot to practice is the push shot, the bulldozer shot, the dozer shot. And that's where you're driving through that blocker. So taking your bag and
right,
that blocker bag and just pushing them both in the hole with a strong enough low line drive. So again, it's if you're out practicing and you can do these shots in sequence, slide, block, airmail, push, and keep practicing that slide, block, airmail, push, that's the Heineken Challenge is what I call it. Because that's the way Eric Heinerman practiced in our warehouse and stuff.
Well, here's the neat thing. First of all, we now know 27 face-to-face, but I know the line, so we'll be ready when you come back next year. Guys, we got to get out of here. This is a lot of fun.
Hey, I got one quick question.
Go.
Are there places in the country where you can go, like putt-putt courses, you know, in miniature golf? Can you do this?
There are a lot of places that are developing that. A lot of people are doing that in backyard. We're talking about starting to develop our own franchise type of thing. So it is happening.
Okay.
Just guys, it's been a lot of fun.
Great.
Young man, tell me about your career. Where'd you start in radio?
97X WOXY in 1986, Oxford, Ohio. The future of rock and roll. If you remember from Rain Man, it was that station. Bang, the future of rock and roll.
Yeah.
It was that one. And WEBN, big FM station, been around since 67. KLS in Atlanta. 96 Rock in Cincinnati again, now WLW.
Very good. That's many stations. They're all rock pretty much format for you.
Mostly
right?
Rock, yeah. And then just this Thursday night talk show with
you
my
would
partner.
Not believe well, what we've watched good. Here the last 22 years of the equipment that's changed, mm-hmm. what Keith's seen in the business
when
he started.
Goodness. Yeah, I started back in 66 when we had a record back here and you had to hold it.
Carts and vinyl and all
that's
that.
It.
Oh, I did all that.
Yep.
And you all realize KLFC official sponsor now of the cornhole tournament. We've now we've announced it right here. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. I'm going to take a few minutes before you leave. And so what is the official name so we know what we're saying? What is it?
American Cornhole Organization, the ACO.
Got it, Keith?
American Cornhole Organization.
Yep, yes. Organization.
C-O.
You can find us at AmericanCornhole.com. AmericanCornhole.com is our web address.
There you go,
We're
Bubba.
Going to put a link on our KLFCRadio.com websites so you can find it easier. So thanks, guys. Welcome to Branson. Have a great tournament. And if you'd like to go, the Branson Convention Center, I'm sure their website will tell you about the hours. And you guys come back and see us again when you're in Branson. Have a great tournament.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
All right, have fun.